Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I've got a couple more things I want to talk about with regard to what's going on in the economy right now. I just gave you a little last segment. I talked about the fact that we're all dressed up, nowhere to go, because small businesses are, especially, because we got some things in front of us, and I want to discuss that in a second, a little bit more in a second. But first, I want to remind you that that everything on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is free. Thousands of articles that I and my brain trust members have written, tens of thousands of archives of podcasts of past interviews that we've done. If there's something on your mind, it's hard to imagine there's not somebody who's been on the show talking about it over the last 19 and a half years. So I hope you use that as a resource. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's free too. And if you don't like it, if you take it and you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. I won't even know it. You can do it on your own. And so it won't hurt my feelings. So check that out. And I hope you'll check out my book, The Age of the Customer. Folks, it's helping people, and I think it'll help you. But let me tell you how important it is for me for you to get better. If you want to just read about the book on my website, go to the Age of the Customer link on the website. Lots of articles that are a big part of the book are there, and you can read those for free. But I think you'll like the book, so if you get a chance, check it out. I want to talk about, in the last segment I talked about being all dressed up, nowhere to go. And, the joke about the person looking to the atheist casket as they were burying the atheist, and the friend said, "Well, he's all dressed up, nowhere to go." Well, I've kind of felt that way about the U.S. economy. But if you think about the two major areas, two major sectors of the economy, you've got the marketplace, right? The what I call the real economy. Then you've got the stock market, Wall Street, right? And Wall Street is all dressed up. And it has somewhere to go. It just went through 21,000 yesterday. So that is somewhere to go. Wall Street is able to act out its optimism. And when it does, optimism is not always justified, right? Optimism is one notch, somewhere up there in the top levels of optimism is one notch below euphoria. And you know what the definition of euphoria is, don't you? When you're a pilot, when you learn how to fly, they teach you about euphoria because you get that way when you start running out of oxygen. When you get so high and you don't have oxygen, you start running out of oxygen, your body goes into you start getting a symptom called euphoria. And euphoria is simply a false sense of well-being. That's euphoria, a false sense of well-being. So the stock market, in my opinion, is experiencing euphoria right now. It can act out its excitement. It can act out its optimism right now, and it's doing that. The Dow, by going through 20, well, all of the indicators, the Nasdaq, the S&P, they're all going nuts right now. So they're acting out their optimism. But you and me out here on Main Street, we're not able to do that as much. Now, there's some things going on right now that I've been talking about that too. The retail vacuum that's being created by the retreating big retailers, the barbell effect. I talked about it last week, and I've written about it. You've got the articles. You can go back and find those. If you've been following me, you know about that. So there are some things going on. There's some opportunity, notwithstanding a 2% GDP economy. There are some opportunities for Main Street retailers to pick up some business right now with the vacuum that's being created by the retreating big boxes. But other than that, the economy basically is still just kind of, it still hasn't changed all that much. It's too soon. It takes months, quarters for the economy to really get going again. It's a long freight train. You don't, you know, if you've heard a freight train leave the station, right? Bam, 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 bam. As each one of the couplings connect all the way down the line, 120 cars, it takes a long time for that last car to actually move, right? Because all the slack that's built up between the cars. Well, there's a lot of slack in the economy right now, the real economy. And so it's going to take it quarters. It may be a year. It may be a year, my friends, before many small businesses on Main Street start to see any great opportunity out there because of things that will happen, like the tax reform and like healthcare reform, et cetera, et cetera. But what I'm worried about, and I've said this before, my friends, I think the stock market is in a euphoric environment right now. They're in at a euphoric altitude, and I'm concerned about it. And you know what happens when the stock market crashes, when it corrects? Even though you and I may not be directly benefiting from the stock market run-up, maybe your personal account is, but it's not helping us out here in our sales with our revenue and our profits. Even though it's not helping us there, if the stock market crashes, it will hurt us. Because you and I both know if there's a major correction in the stock market, the economy will be set back, and that means you and me. And we don't get to hedge on the downside like they do on Wall Street. So these are some things I'm worried about. Gird your loins. Be optimistic, but gird your loins at the same time. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.